new. Because the Bible says in this condition, whosoever believeth in Him. And what does it say? Should not perish. It didn't say you won't perish. Come on. He said you shouldn't have to perish, but you're going to have to believe in Him. Look around for a minute. Think about something. Come on. Listen. I want this to set in deep this morning. I have prayed for God to just fall down this morning and just bless your heart. Like, see, I want God to take His finger from heaven, and I want Him to reach down here in this church this morning, and I want Him to stir up some souls for the greater good. And now here we go. For God so loved the world, He died for you. He died over 2,000 years ago on a cross, but listen, the only begotten is being forgotten. Come on, church. Come on, you with me this morning? Where's my amen? Now, don't let that be the only one for our close. Listen, the only begotten is being forgotten. But listen, who's going to bring the world to remembrance that He exists? The church. Listen, so we are the salt of the world. We are the light. But listen, if the salt has no savor, it's no good. It just needs to be trodden under the feet of man. So we need to cast that salt out that it may enhance the taste. Not only enhance the taste, but make them people thirsty. Come on. We can lead a horse to water, can't make him drink, but we can put salt in his diet. Boy, he'll tear that water up directly. Come on. I want him to get thirsty for God. Amen? Yeah, I like that. So He loved me. So He died. So take it personal this morning. Come on, Brother Wayne. He died for you. Brother Bill, He died for you. Come on, Brother Joe. He said, they're trying to beat me to death on this whipping post, but I got a job I got to do. See, the sacrifice couldn't be made at the whipping post of the Roman soldiers. He had to be slain on a cross. But what made him get up on his feet, church? What made him get up on his feet when he had no reason to stand? He had you on his mind. He said in Hebrews 2, verse 8 and 9, it says that He tasted death for you. You ever tasted death, Chuck? We've witnessed it and we've seen it. But you wouldn't be hearing me speak this morning if you tasted it. And He went there. And He died. Left glory, went to the grave. Now, church, are you with me? I had to come out here and get you and bring you back to the pulpit. Are you with me? Okay. Now, watch. Stay with me now. You still there? All right, here we go. Watch this now. And I got to go to Nashville in a little while. I was supposed to be there at 7 o'clock, but guess what? I'll get there when I get there. Here's the thing. They're not really expecting me to make it anyhow. They know I'm an actress and they got me on the roll. If I were early, they probably would ask me to preach, and that'd be bad too. For God so loved the world. Tell me, church, here you go. You ready? Because you ain't leaving here without knowing this message. Tell me this morning what the world is in John 3:16. Who is it? Us, the people. Tell me this morning what happens when He says He loves you. What did He have to do? He had to express Himself, right? Because God is what? He's love. God is love. The one you pray to is love. That's God. He's love. He has to express Himself. So His only begotten Son, there is none like Him. None of them like Him. But listen, this is what I want you to do this morning. I want you to take in consideration just for a minute. You know the one you've been praying for. Somebody lost in their family. They want to see saved. Put your hand in there. All right, God sees the hand. This is what I want you to do. Don't you do this. Hear me now. They're recording this. Don't do this. But I want you to think about this here. When you leave here, your child or someone close to you needs to be made a sacrifice for that individual to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. I couldn't do that. Hear me this morning. Honesty, confession is good for the soul, and the truth will set you free. I couldn't do that. But see, here's the thing. I can't give you love that God can give you. But God give us the love. But not only that we should not perish, but have everlasting life. So He give us a design. He give us a demonstration. He give us the deliver unconditional love with a condition on our part that we have to know Him in order to be saved. And then it closes out, but have everlasting life. Destiny. The Bible says in Galatians 1:4, who gave Himself for our sins that He might deliver us from this present evil world. When He said present then, today, is it still evil in this world? Do you know the people that are riding by this church this morning with not anything on their mind except what they want to do? Can I tell you this morning that Jesus Christ died for them, for God so loved the world? And do you know that just a matter of days now, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back in due time, and the trumpet's going to sound, and the dead in Christ is going to rise first in the twinkling of an eye. Men will be working in the field. Some will be left. Some will be caught up in the air. People will be driving down the road, and those who are driving the car will be caught up, and those in the passenger side seat will be looking for the wheel or the brake because they're fixing to hit another car. The new Katie Couric's going to get on CBS News and say the aliens have abducted a human beings from the earth, because you want to know why? There was a day when man would have stood up on the news and said, let me tell you something, the Lord Jesus Christ come back, He was truly the Son of God, and He came for His people. But because the only begotten has been forgotten, they're going to blame it on some other source. And aliens coming and abducting us, and that's the bottom line. Listen to me this morning. Listen. How do we close all of this out? Are you hurting this morning? Is your heart hurt? Do you got somebody on your mind this morning? God's put somebody on your mind this morning that He died for. And you really don't know what to do this morning. You're at a crossroads. Or also, there are other people in here this morning who are hurting inside, and you haven't told a soul, but God knows your heart. You are about to burst into tears because your heart is aching and breaking. And what Jesus Christ has done is He has came. And the Bible says that not only God said He was going to send His Son in Luke 2 and 11, the Bible says, for unto you this day is born a Savior in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. He came. And you know what I thought about doing this morning? I thought about calling Tim Tebow. Say, Timmy, won't you come be in church with us this morning about this John 3:16? And I want you to think about something for a minute. And I'm going to close, I'm going to hush, and I'm going to leave the state. But watch this. If this morning, stay with me for a minute, and old Silly Mac can be done in a minute, okay? If I said to y'all for this morning, watch this. If I said, y'all, just for a minute, y'all welcome Tim Tebow to come into the audience, and he came in here, drove up from Florida, and he walked into the service and took the stage. And I asked him to wear his black John 3:16 under his eyes and wanted him to come in and share with you the meaning of that verse with you. Let me give you a simple truth this morning. You may or may not like. Most of us will be more moved by His presence instead of saying, y'all, will y'all welcome with me this morning the Son of God. And he walked in here and he said,
Let me tell you what John 3:16 and we would be more moved by Tim Tebow than we would the Son of God who actually lived the Bible. Something's wrong with that. If we could take this service and just turn our eyes upon Jesus and take it off of the world that God actually died for. How deep is the Father's love? So far from glory, he came. And his feet stood upon the same ground, the same earth in which he sat. God helped Preacher Matt not to live life so carelessly, but live life more committed. I'm going to share you a secret, and I'm going to stop rambling, okay? I love sometimes just to drive out there where we have our cows. We got a bunch of cows. Start to come out and see them. There's a bull out there that was just, he was fascinating. He's a big bull. And sometime I'll ride, I got a little mule. Not like a little donkey, but a little Kawasaki mule. And I'll get on, hey, don't worry about that baby. Let that baby cry. That's the church of tomorrow. Amen. Always remember that, people. Your baby get to cry, just pat them on the back. And you can name them after me if you want to. But let them stay in here. That's the church of tomorrow. That never bothers this preacher. Just let that be known. But the thing is this. I'll drive out there sometime, and I'll pull out there. And here's the crazy thing. I like to smell them. Yep. I had a little bit of reasonable doubt that I might be sane, and it's gone. I like, listen to me now. This is just the preacher, okay? The preacher who's made a lot of mistakes in his 2-year tenure at Lebanon Church. A lot of mistakes. I messed up in some areas. I ain't perfect. But when I call you up and I tell you I was wrong, I'm not going to make it. I'm going to just tell you I'm sorry. And I'll do my best to learn from my mistakes, because Colin Powell said the secret of success is hard work, preparation, and learning from your failures. Listen, some of our failures is almost inevitable because we're not perfect, but what is achievable through those failures is learning from them. We do have control over that. Sometimes I'll ride out there and I'll smell them cows. And I don't have a good sense of smell. Really, something has to be awful strong for me to smell. But I can smell them. And I'll drive out there and I'll just park that mule and I'll cut it off. And the wind will be blowing through the trees out there. There ain't nothing pretty about it, don't get me wrong. It's just, you're kind of out there, right? And I can watch those cows move around. But you know what I learned just yesterday out there with the cow? If you ever call me, hear something mooing, it's not my wife. It's those cows out there. She left early so I could say that. But the thing is this. Guess what? Can I tell you something this morning, people? Listen. He didn't die for the cow. When you see that pretty bird chirping outside your window when you get home today, because God may send you one just so it'll put an emphasis on this service. He didn't. But I said he died for Vince. And yes, he did. Yeah. And see, honey, he died for Miss Shelby. And if Jesus could walk through the crowd this morning and he could just touch you this morning some kind of way and just say, hey, I die for you. I die for you. You won't never sit on this side again where you feel. I die for you. Tracy, I die for you. Cindy, I had you on my mind when I went to the cross. Lord, I love you. Sean, he even died for old Sean. Do you believe that, church? What a good God he is. He died for old Billy. He died for Elaine. What's your name, huh? He died for Morgan. He died for this girl here. Ain't your name, man? I knew that. God told me that. He died for Ashley. He died for Tyler. He died for everybody in this church. And this is how I want us to close out. Ready? He gave in order that you would give. Can I ask you this question as we close this morning? How are you giving? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. He died for us. Every one of us. And He said, all I want you to do is love me. That's it. Listen, you ain't got to go over and figure up some big math formula. All you got to do is put together a Savior died for you. And if we could take for a minute and just fathom that. Just take for me. He died. So this morning, what are we going to do about that? What are we going to do about that? We're closing out this morning. This is not another service. This is not just an ordinary service. But He died for you. Listen, I want you to look me in the eyes this morning, because He died for you, Kathy and Arby and Carol and Miss Dicey and Sambo. And this needs to get personal for a minute. Nathan, Mr. Reedy, Sam, and Brother Reed, I tell you, we're going to close, and if you could, any way possible, can we sing, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus? If we could play that this morning, if you'll make your way for a ready invitation. Young people, listen to me. You know why I go over sometimes? Because I love young people. You know what I don't want to happen in our church? I don't want them to get 18, 19 years old and go out in the world. Listen to me. I love y'all too much for that. Preacher Mike loves you. Love y'all too, girls. Thank you, girl. Miss Bobby, I love you. Yeah, good to see you this morning. Glad you could be here. Andy, love you too, baby. Love you too, guy. Listen, Jimmy, look, I'm not trying to embarrass you this morning. I'm making it personal. I even love Buddy. I love everybody this morning. Listen, I'm God's man. And you know what? You ain't got nothing in you. You thought you could run from me sitting in this corner, didn't you? No. Gene's my man back here. He keeps everybody straight. But listen, church, what are we going to do? So here's the question. Brother Reedy, Miss Ed, let's make a ready invitation, if you will. I don't want these people to have to sing this morning, Brother Reedy. If y'all will sing for us, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. Listen, I'm going to kind of, what they call, get out here with you. But, Miss Betty, what are we going to do this morning? Brother Eric, what are we going to, Miss Sean, what are we going to do? Does the day begin a new day? All I'm saying is God gave Himself in His love, and He said, all I want you to do is give yourself to me. This morning, Christian, what are you giving to God? Let's just be honest for a minute. Have you got off track? Hey, Brother Ray will tell you, working with the railroad 42 years. If you get off track a little bit, that's one thing. But if you get derailed, you got a job. Amen, Brother Ray? You got to get back on track this morning, church. Listen to me. We're going to get back on track this morning. Yes, we are. Hey, we got a little bit disillusioned. What'd you, something like that. Hey, we've got off track a little bit, but not no more, Lebanon Church. Oh, no. You know what we're going to do this morning together, collectively? Member or not, we're going to turn our eyes upon Jesus. And you're going to watch how the things of this world will grow strangely dim to you. You can't explain it. You just got to live it. Can I give you something this morning? Jesus has been here since the beginning of the service. Tim Tebow couldn't make it, but Jesus Christ is in the house. Will you go this morning and kneel at His feet this morning? Praise Him, thank Him. Say, God, I've got off center a little bit, but I want my family, my life to be based on the Word of God. And I'm going to do that this morning. So guess what? We're going to sing, and I'm going to watch you make your way to the altar. Let's go. Stand with us. Let's go. Come on, church. Let's go. Get back on track this morning. Come on, weary soul. Let's go. Hey, if it's salvation this morning, you ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart this morning and believe in Him. Listen, we'll kneel in the aisleway. Don't you worry about those faith being at the altar. Just fall on your knees this morning, church. Eyes upon Jesus. Come on, church. Wonderful. Can you see His face this morning? Hallelujah! Just kneel. Take a moment. If you want to kneel, just kneel where you are. Sit in your pew and pray this morning. Feel the aisleways and kneel before the Lord of Lords. Jesus Christ is here and He's receiving Himself. He's receiving you this morning if you just come unto the Lord. Forgive you this morning, church. Fall down on your face this morning. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Forward this morning. Praise the Lord. You may be seated for me. Hey, church, have you ever seen such a thing?
Amen.
Amen. Hey, I love you this morning. Oh, I love the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you love the Lord this morning? Say amen. Oh, I love the Lord this morning. Listen, for those of you who don't know and always have that look maybe on your face of what's going on, listen, the Bible tells us in James chapter 5, if there be any sick among you, to call upon the elders of the church and anointing them with oil, laying hands on them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we're doing this morning. There's no power in this bottle, but the power is the Holy Spirit. This oil represents Him this morning. And we know He's here. Amen. Amen. We've already seen a moving of the Holy Spirit this morning. This morning, we're going to anoint Brother Lloyd and Miss Georgia this morning. And I want our elders to come in and lay hands on them as close as we can possibly be, if not laying hands on one another. And I want to anoint Miss Annie this morning as well. Anyone else this morning that's calling upon the elders of the church? We're here. You come forward this morning and receive your anointing. If you would this morning, just come forward. But this morning we're going to pray, and I'm going to trust that you as a church will support us this morning in this prayer. Let us pray together. Father God, we thank You this morning so much for Your many blessings. God, we thank You, Lord, for Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank You, Lord, that He sits upon the right hand of the throne of God this morning, making intercession for us. And God, we ask You, Lord, today, God, that You would just Bless Brother Lloyd and bless Miss George in a special way. God, the ailments of their body. Lord, the sicknesses, Lord. We all have our troubles, Lord, with sin as well. And God, we ask, Lord, for a prayer this morning from heaven. God, that will just bless and anoint these people. God, that You would just minister to the heart. God, that You would just surround them, embrace them with Your arms of love this morning. God, expressing Yourself in their lives. Lord, that we will see the great miraculous results, God, of Your movement in their lives. Lord, we pray now in a special way, God, that You would just lead them, guide them, direct them. Their every step they take, may their dependency be upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, may You be with those who came this morning and prayed. God, hallelujah this morning. God, praise Your name in the highest. God, it's not of me, but it's because of You. And Lord, I thank You this morning that You spoke to so many hearts and souls this morning. God, thank You so much. God, I'm so grateful and so thankful that You would use us as a church to minister to lost people, the world that You so love and give Your Son for. And Lord, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. God, I pray that You'll be with those. Lord, bless our time together. Lord, the service here tonight, may You continue to move and may the pouring of Your Spirit be amongst us. And Lord, I ask this and praise You in the name